Well, that was kind of underwhelming. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. As I understand it, the immigration policy announced by President Obama, or as I assume the Republican leadership will now address him, His Magnificence Emperor Barack I, is that since we can't afford to deport all the 11 million people who are here without papers, we'll concentrate on deporting the undocumented terrorists, felons, and gangbangers who no one likes, and for the approximately 4 million undocumented but otherwise law-abiding parents who've been here for at least 5 years and whose children were born here as of yesterday and who agree to pay all taxes and who make it through a background check, we'll sell them some valid documents for a fee. So the government is telling these 5 million people, register yourselves, pay us, and you won't be any closer to citizenship, but we will agree not to rip your family apart. Which I have to say is certainly very nice of the government. In fact, I'm sure these 4 million people are right now composing thank you notes. Thank you, government, for letting us pay you not to rip our families apart. But I admit, what I don't get is how that could be called amnesty. After all the warnings this past week, I was envisioning some sweeping imperial directive saying the borders are open, free Obamacare and medicinal pot for everybody who speaks Spanish. Instead, it's basically a memo saying we're clamping down on the border, which everybody wants, we're kicking out criminals, which everybody wants, and those of you with families who pay us a little protection money will sell you an immunity necklace that expires in 3 years. Merry Christmas. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.